The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So.
Put your...
Just kidding. You look so concerned. Put your money. What's going on with your arm today? Let us know.
Yo, so... I hurt my little knee. Okay, Alia was in her runner era, and right now she needs to take a little bit of a break because she kind of overdid it.
You're still in your runner era.
Yeah, and I think I'm just a runner, period. I don't want to call it an era anymore. This is just who I am now.
Okay.
But I am following this training program for my half marathon, and long story short, I did an 8-mile run, the longest run I've done, last weekend. And I don't know what happened, but now I have some kind of annoying knee pain on my right side. I have an idea of what it is. I would love to see a physical therapist, but like I have to find one. Mm-hmm. I have to find one that my insurance covers, etc. So that's kind of annoying.
Okay.
Because I haven't run, but because of that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to just work on my arms because I haven't really been like working on my arms that much. And anyways, now I'm like hella sore, and there's this very random muscle that's like in, what is this part called? Your forearm.
This is called your forearm.
Yeah. So like the inside of my forearm, there's this muscle that like controls your wrist, I think, or I don't know. And it's so weirdly sore. Like it hurts.
What did you do?
I was doing just bicep curls. And I think I've been doing like, I don't know, just a lot of gripping, like hanging, gripping things. And I don't know. Yeah. So that's what that's been going on. What's going on with you?
I feel very strong. We just came back from the gym.
A while ago.
What's going on with me? I mean, I feel like I'm getting to the best shape of my life, slowly but surely.
Yeah, it feels really good, right?
It feels really good. And you are really strong right now.
I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, I know, right? But I do feel very strong.
And
it's all because I'm eating good and I'm lifting heavy.
And I'm just so proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
You know, and Alia is so competitive. If I'm, let's say we're on a treadmill and I'm doing incline number 9 and she's on level number 7. If she looks over and she looks at my board
and it says she's going 9 and a 3 speed,
she's going to match it.
I will put that shit on a 9 and a 3 speed.
Yeah. And why do you think that is? Like, where do you get that from?
You know, I have no idea. But like, I like that about myself.
Like if you look over and someone is going like a little faster or like they're more inclined than you, what is it about you that makes you like, you know what? I want to do that too.
Because I realize I'm like, I could probably push myself a little bit harder.
Yeah, you definitely can.
You know? And the same thing where like I see somebody in the gym that like looks really fit and I love their physique. It motivates me. It doesn't make me feel...
Insecure.
Yeah. It motivates me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I love seeing that shit. I'm like, yeah, you put in that work. I'm putting in that work right now too.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyways, but the gym feels good. I feel really strong. I just hate that I can't because I'm really like falling in love with running on a next level. We're not here to talk about that. We're not here to talk about the gym because I feel like you guys are over us talking.
I feel like we talked about that like every other episode we bring it up at least once.
Yeah, because it's become a big part of our life. And this is the first time that we've been this consistent with the gym.
85 days today.
85 days, yeah.
85 days.
Even though I would say the first month... January was like we were finding our footing because we really went from zero to doing
every
shit
day.
Every day almost.
Yeah.
So I would count it like since it was more of like the mindset switch and the lifestyle switch and the intention of where our time goes and making the time for these steps.
Right, but we can still say 85 days.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. Like that's what I'm counting as 85 days. But like, then me seriously like going to the gym and kind of like getting into the lifestyle and setting those like
goals.
Well, no, not goals. Setting those like
milestones.
Clear lifestyle changes of like how I want to eat, how I want to fuel, how I want to recover, how I want to like go to the gym, what type of workouts I'm doing. I feel like that started more in like beginning of February.
Okay, so for you, it would be more like 55 days.
No, it's still 85 days.
No, I'm just being annoying. Welcome back to the WTJ pod, the number one podcast in the world. My name is Yoni Koto.
And if you don't know what WTJ stands for, it stands for What's the Juice?
Who would not know that?
I don't know. Maybe you got to consider that someone is listening to us for the first time. And hopefully they haven't clicked off yet. And they're not like, is this the gym podcast?
Yeah, that's true.
But I am your other host, Alia Zaita. Welcome back to the show. How you guys been? How's it going?
What you doing? Imagine there was like a live. Should we like one time go on live while we record a podcast?
But how do we have... People aren't actually going to say anything. So
they're like, going to say something. They can just look at it. They can just watch it and then comment.
Right, but we can't actively like comment.
No, we can't.
Look at the comments and whatever.
Yeah, because we're focused over here.
Yeah, I guess it would be fun to actually do it live while we're recording.
That would be a
sneak peek and be like, hey guys, talk to you later.
Yeah, I know. We should do that. Today's episode is a very juicy one.
Yep.
And I feel like... I don't know. I feel like this is a topic where I can ask you a lot of questions about.
Why?
I guess it goes both ways. Topic. Yeah, it goes both ways.
You're right. But in a sense, we need to talk about what inspired. I actually don't know exactly what we're titling this yet as we're recording, but we need to talk about what inspired this episode, which is kind of like old news. I don't remember when this interview came out.
Okay.
But basically, if you guys know who Ayesha Curry is. If you don't know, do you want to explain who Ayesha Curry is?
Stephen Curry's wife.
And Stephen Curry is who?
Stephen Curry is an NBA player. You know who Stephen Curry is.
Okay, some people might not.
No,
if you don't follow basketball, they don't know.
Everybody knows Steph Curry.
Okay, well, Steph Curry is a basketball player.
The basketball player plays for the Golden State Warriors. His number jersey, number 30. Yes. So if you don't know who he is, go to Google right now and type in Stephen Curry.
Would you say he's like the best shooter?
He's the best shooter of all time.
Really?
Yeah.
Of all time.
Of all time. He's made the most three-pointers.
In history.
In history.
Really? I didn't know that.
And he's still playing.
Yeah. He like... looks hella young.
Hella young.
And it could be like 27.
And he can play like 5 more years.
Yeah. So anyways, that's who Steph Curry is. And his wife is Ayesha Curry. Mm-hmm. And she, they've been high school sweethearts, right? They've only been with each other, I'm pretty sure. And they've been married for like a long time, ever since they were in high school. They're now and they're like probably what? Like early 30s, mid 30s?
Mid to late
30s. Yeah. Okay. They've got like 3 or 4 kids. You know, she's been like with him ever since like his entire career.
Yeah, she's been with him the whole time.
And she is like,
and he's been with her.
Yeah, and he's been with her. Right. And basically, she did this interview, I think maybe like 3 years ago, 2 years ago. I don't know. Like a while ago.
Tell us what she said.
And in this interview on the Red Table Talk, they were talking about...
With Jada Smith,
or I don't know. Aren't they divorced or something?
With
Jada Pinkett Smith and Willow Smith and like their grandma.
Yeah, and if you don't know who that is, that's Will Smith's wife or ex-wife.
Will Smith's, yeah. So basically in this interview, they were talking about like their relationship and Ayesha... This went viral at the time. And Ayesha basically said that her husband, Steph Curry, gets a lot of attention from women. You know, he's on TV. He's a superstar. He's an incredible basketball player.
He's good looking.
He is very good looking. Very kind, nice guy. Like, you know, he's one of those like nice guys.
Like nobody hates him.
Yeah, no, you can't hate on Steph Curry.
You can't.
So he's just like a good guy overall. And she was expressing how he's like, there's women all over him all the time. He's getting all this attention, but there's no men all over her at any time. She's never getting any male attention.
And they're married.
And they're married.
And they have kids.
Been married. And they have kids.
Okay.
And she is married in a way like, he is in the spotlight and she is married to him. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, she also has like her own career. Like she was like into cooking and like had a cookbook or like something like that, you know? So she had her own thing too, but you can't compare it to like
his
career.
You can't compare NBA superstar.
You know, so he's like a superstar.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, you know, how girls are and like groupies and being a, you know, being like,
and the people who,
being a fan.
Yeah. And the fans don't care if he's married or not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. They don't give a shit. So that's what she was saying in the interview. And then I want to just like read a quote that she wrote, that she said, right?
Okay.
She said, it's not that I don't, she said, I don't want it. As in attention. I don't want attention, but it would be nice to know someone's looking. And then she said, I just want to know that I still got it.
But someone is definitely looking at her.
So this whole thing went really viral at the time because people felt like she was being, she was disrespecting her relationship with Steph Curry.
Yes. The people's problems were, if you're married, why do you want outside attention, outside of your home, outside of your marriage? Why are you like wondering,
is
if
anyone,
someone is, any, does anybody see me,
is anyone looking for me, like, you know, looking out?
But I think it's funny that she says, because you can't say both things, right? You can't say I don't want it, but I'm just wondering if someone is. If you're wondering about that, it's okay to admit.
But that's the thing.
It's okay to admit, to say, I want attention,
but that
would
have made it even worse. And also, she's a public figure and she's married to who she's married to. So, like, in the moment.
But just because you want attention don't mean that you're going to follow through with anyone. You just, it's nice to get attention from.
Yeah, but.
Some people think it's.
And that was a lot of, like, that was the response to everybody that was interviewing her. They're like, you just don't know. Like, you yeah. are getting attention.
Yeah.
You just don't know. But it's different because what she, like, she's seeing, and she, I feel like she is right.
Because, right about what?
Right in the sense that, like, she's not getting any attention.
Compared
I
to
wanna,
him.
I want to know. I want to receive the attention.
Directly.
Yeah. Like, I want to be able to recognize that someone's looking.
Okay.
I want to be reaffirmed that I still got it. I've been married my entire, I've been in a relationship most of my life with this one person. I love him. I have a family with him. But like after a while, after you're in a relationship for a long time, I feel like it's not, it's normal to want to know that you still got it outside of your relationship because you've been with this, at this point, like even in our relationship, we've been together for so long.
Mm-hmm.
That our love has so much more, it has so much to do with other things than what we look like.
Yeah,
to each other.
100%.
So because of that, I know that no matter what I look like,
facts,
you will love me.
Say it. Say it again for the people in the back. No, you're
so
right.
So because of that, I think in a way is like, I know he's going to love me no matter what, blah, blah, blah.
So then,
so you're kind of like,
but do I still look good?
Do I still look good? Like, I just think, I just.
Am I still attractive?
Do other people see me and like what they see?
Like when I walk by, are people like, oh shit.
Exactly. And I think that's a very normal thing to want, even if you're in a relationship.
But if you're in a relationship, why do you care to have that? Like, why do you care? I mean, obviously, we just said it because you just want to know that you still got it.
Yeah, you want to know that you still like look good.
But I mean, don't you know that you look good though? Like, if you look good, you know you look good.
But it's different when like the opposite sex that you are like normally attracted to. How do I explain this? So, okay, wait. Let's first establish what does attention look like in terms of like, how does it come across?
Okay, are we talking about internet or are we talking about
whatever
real world, okay?
Anything.
I'm sure she gets plenty of DMs. There's a lot of people who want her. Like, you're not going to tell me that Aisha Curry's DMs, there's no guys, but maybe like guys who are legit guys, not like fans, like, oh, hey, you know, like those people. Like, there's always someone who wants you. If you're
a
public figure,
nobody's checking for her.
Okay, but she means like someone of like status.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, like probably not just like a random guy in her DMs that like has two followers, you know? But I just,
I mean, I get what she's saying, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that, with the wanting outside attention. Now, I want to bring it down to, like, in our relationship, right?
Okay.
Do you, I'm going to ask you this, do you care to receive outside attention of other people, of other guys?
Yeah.
You care about that?
Yeah.
You want that? You want to... Okay. Now, why do you want it?
Because it feels good. Because...
You want to get attention of other guys.
No, I don't want to get attention.
You just say you do.
Okay.
It's okay. You want to ask
when
me a question?
When I get attention, it feels nice. So, am I checking to see if I'm getting attention? Yeah. And I feel like before we continue talking about this, we need to establish what does attention look like? What does that mean?
I mean, everybody knows, hey, you look good. Can I get your number?
Oh, I'm not even thinking that. I'm thinking it can be like...
People looking at you.
Yeah.
People checking you out at the gym, like today.
Yeah.
You know,
there's
a guy...
There's this one guy at the gym that always looking at me.
Who?
He's like older, like 40s, 50 maybe, I don't know.
Where is he at? Have I ever seen him?
I mean, you've probably seen him around the gym. He doesn't like do anything, but he's always like, I can always catch him looking, you know?
And you like that?
I mean, it makes me feel good that I'm like, I look good, you know? I'm like, I look good. Yeah. But that's it though. Like, it's a simple... It because again, it's like you're like, I've got all of your attention,
right?
And getting what I'm talking about is like literally someone looking at me.
Yeah,
that to me, like, even if I'm like walking on the street and I can just tell a guy looked at me for like a little extra longer than like a normal just someone walking across, it makes me feel like good for a few seconds there, that I'm just like, I had something that caught this person's attention long enough.
Now, what if you walk outside and the whole day nobody looked at you?
I mean, it's not something that I'm like keeping count of, like, okay, got the look today. It's not that. So that's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't want, like, I'm not looking for the attention.
What has to take place for you to feel like I'm not getting those looks anymore?
Say that one more time.
What has to take place for you to realize that you don't got it anymore?
I mean,
like,
it's not something has to happen. It's just like nothing is happening. Like, I can just see, like, I just notice that I'm not getting anyone's attention ever.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with, like, you know, there's been a few times since we've been married that I had an instance where like someone started talking to me and they wanted to like, you know, get to know me or like start talking to me and then get my number or whatever. And obviously I had to tell them like, I'm married, but you know, I appreciate it or whatever, you know. And those moments don't bother me because, like, first of all, there's no way for them to know that you're married or you're in a relationship. And second of all, it is flattering for someone to like you and think that you look good and give you that type of attention where they want to like talk to you and get your number and whatever. Like, why would that not feel good?
You know, there's a lot of people who say that it's not okay. Like, you shouldn't want outside attention outside of like the attention that your husband gives you or that your boyfriend gives you.
Mm-hmm. You shouldn't want that.
Yeah, you shouldn't want that. There's a lot of people who will argue with you or watching this right now. Like, why do you even care?
Because I think it's very human, and I think we would be lying to ourselves if we said that it doesn't feel good if you do get it.
I agree.
Like, are we going to just pretend that if that happens to you, your ego doesn't get a little, like, I don't know, few points added to it?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but maybe you feel like, oh, it shouldn't be blah, blah, blah. I'm just not good with it shouldn't be this way, but it is.
Yeah.
I hate that, like, way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because the matter of fact is, whenever anything like that has happened, it hasn't even happened that often, but like when I do go to the gym and I'm like doing my own thing, whatever, I'm not like doing some shit to get attention. In no way.
Yeah.
I'm not like wearing some like booty shorts that are like hiked up.
Not at all.
Like, I don't do that at all.
You never do that.
I'm just there and I'm working out.
Right.
And if anything, I'm like, I hope that I'm getting attention for the fact that I have like a nice, like worked out physique.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's it. Like yesterday, there was a guy that came up to me and asked me about my tattoo. But before that...
Oh my God, that's so random.
But before that, I could sense his presence. You know, I could sense his like eyes, his energy. Shit, his energy. Like that's something. And you tell me that all the time. You know, I feel like I'm the only one talking. You talk about your attention. Because you also... Yoni gets more attention than I do.
No, wait a second. So that's not true. I don't think so. That's debatable. Yesterday, I was at the gym and this girl comes... Like,
it's always the gym.
Yes, it's always at the gym. I'm doing something. I'm doing my exercise on one corner. She walks by. She comes back to the area I was at, and then she starts working out right in front of me.
Okay.
Okay. And
do you think you're like in your head about it, or is it
no? This is a fact.
Okay.
This happened yesterday. So I'm on the bench press. And she's like right in front of me and there's a mirror behind me.
Oh,
so
yeah.
She's looking at herself.
Yeah. But
if she looks down, I'm like right there. Okay? And she was taking mirror selfies.
Oh. Wait, she was like close to you?
She was close to me, but she not close to me to where she can touch me. It was like a few feet away.
Oh, okay.
You know? And that gym also is not super spacious. So
yeah,
you kind of have to like be close to other people. And I'm doing my exercise and then I see her and I've seen her many times before. You know, I caught her like glancing a couple times before, but I didn't think anything of it. Mm. So I'm doing my exercise and then she was taking like selfies or something. I thought it was odd. She's taking selfies. Like, why are you taking selfies? Like, this is just a workout. You know, you can take one really quickly in the mirror, but she kept doing it.
Okay.
I think she took a picture of me.
Oh.
Like from the mirror. Or whatever, like, because the way she was looking at me the whole time, she stayed there the whole time I was there.
Was she, like, working out?
She was working out, but then she was, like, she was working out. It was, like, one of those people who kind of, like, show up just to show up, but they don't actually work.
Oh, okay.
You know, you kind of just on your phone a lot, you do a little bit, and then you rest for, like, 10 minutes, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
She was doing that, and I you know when you look at someone and then you catch them looking at you and then they look away.
Yeah.
That happened so many times. And I was like, okay, she's clearly checking me out, mm-hmm. which is fine. There's mm-hmm. no problem with that, right?
So how did that make you feel?
How that made me feel?
Yeah.
It made me feel like I look good because I do. Like I did that day. Yo, it feels so weird.
It's a weird thing to talk about, but like...
No, wait. I... just had shorts on and my regular t-shirt.
Booty shorts?
No, not booty shorts. Yo, imagine that.
Imagine?
That'd be
crazy.
But what I'm saying is when that happens, I'm not necessarily thinking, my ego, it doesn't...
For a second there, you don't feel like I got it. Like I'm still, like I'm...
No, but see, I know that even if I don't get that attention...
You know you got it even without getting it.
Yeah. Like, in a way.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
And I'm not trying to sound weird or, but this is just like how, you know, when you work out, you take care of your body, you know that you look good.
Yeah. And you just have the confidence that it's like, I look in the mirror and I like how I look and I look good.
And there's nothing wrong with saying it. So I don't know why it feels weird to say it.
It feels weird. I know.
Okay. Because I don't want someone to look at this and be like, oh, wow, he's so like, I just know that when you work hard on something, you see the results, you're proud of yourself, and you know that you look good. That's just confidence.
Yeah.
There's no cockiness. There's none of that.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. So the thing with the girl, she ended up leaving. But then the whole time I was like, it's almost like she places herself. There's this thing that girls do. They love doing it. And I don't know if this is true or not. Okay. I know we have a lot of female listeners. You would place yourself next to a guy.
Okay.
Or
Okay, I feel like, continue.
I feel like this is going downhill.
No, but, just say it. Okay. I'll confirm or deny.
Okay, you would place yourself in the area. Let's say you know that you look good, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say it's a fact. The girl looks good and she's attracted to this one guy at the gym.
Uh-huh.
She would work out next to him, doing whatever exercise, knowing that she looks good and she's attracted to him, hoping that he would say something to her.
I've never done that in my life.
You've never done that in your life?
Never.
I just want to know if that's a...
But I've also been attracted to you for a very long time and in a relationship with you. So, like, I wouldn't... That, to me, is a different type. You're taking the attention to a different level. That's some single behavior right there.
It is?
Me.
Okay. No, it is. I wouldn't do that. No, I know. It is definitely single behavior.
Yeah.
And I think that's totally something that I would do.
Yeah. So, that is a different type of, like...
As a girl.
Yeah. When I say I want attention while I am in a relationship, that's not the type of attention. I'm not doing anything to specifically put myself in a situation to get attention. I'm just doing me.
Exactly.
And if I get it, I'll take it.
Exactly.
But I'm not doing something specifically to be in a zone that will get attention.
You said that. Okay, I get that 100%.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But if you are single and you put yourself in a situation where, okay, cool, this guy over there is cute. I just want to be over there and get attention. It could be a guy or girl, whatever. It doesn't matter, right? And I think that's fine. If I was single, I feel like as a guy, would I do that?
I've definitely, when I was,
maybe
even when
I
was single, I remember like way back I didn't even know you at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to the gym. And there was always this one guy
mm-hmm.
that we would like go to the gym at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up like after a while of like seeing me at the gym and stuff, he finally like talked to me and blah, blah, blah. And I wasn't really into him, but like I appreciated the attention. Everyone, guys, can we please not pretend like in a relationship or not in a relationship, when you get attention, it feels good.
No, it is. I mean, nobody's denying that, single or not.
Yeah. And I think like if you're in a relationship, as long as you who are in a relationship are not doing something to specifically seek out
the attention,
that's where the line crosses. That's where like you're going in a direction that I don't feel good about.
All right. So here's a good example. So I'm in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
which I am. And let's say I go to the gym and I see someone really attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say they're doing some exercise. Let's just say, for example, they're on a treadmill.
Okay.
I go right next to them on a treadmill.
Would you?
I mean, if that's the only one available, I would.
Okay. But let's say that there's like, there are other options.
Oh, I'm going to go to the other option. That's weird. Like, why are you standing right next to me?
Okay.
You know?
But let's say you go next to this person.
Okay. I go next to this person because I think they're attractive. And I know that I'm loyal.
You go next to them specifically because they're attractive.
Yes.
You could have gone next to...
I could have gone anywhere.
This old guy.
Yes.
But you didn't.
But I didn't.
Okay.
I go next to this person that I think is attractive. But I know I'm single and I just place myself there.
Oh, you're single.
No, I'm taken. I'm married.
Oh, okay.
Right? I'm in a relationship. I'm married. Happily married, right?
Okay.
So then I'm running. I'm just, you know.
Doing your thing.
Doing my thing, minding my business, right? And let's say I did that simply because to try to see
if
I would get any attention from that person. Just to say, oh, I'm actually married. I think some people enjoy
turning down people.
Like, I feel like I don't know. This could be completely false, but I think somewhere in the world, people who are completely happy with their relationship
uh-huh.
would go places
uh-huh. to get attention.
To get attention, but turn down everyone. But it's almost like a test to see if I still got it. And I can totally see someone doing that. And I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
You don't think there's anything wrong with that?
I don't think so.
I mean, I feel like if you're like...
Why is that bad?
Constantly doing that, and then you're like...
No, that, okay, if you're always doing that, that means you have like low self-esteem.
Yeah. That to me is the next level.
Yes,
to where I think it's problematic.
Exactly. But if you occasionally do it just to see like, oh, this
but person. But do what though? Because just because you went next to the girl that was like hot on the treadmill doesn't mean she's going to say shit to you.
Okay, but let's say she does.
Okay.
And then you say, oh, I'm married. I appreciate it. To you. And
that
then,
just confirms something to you because you also found that person attractive. Because I would say, I do, and yo, this might come off hella fucked up.
No, don't say it. Don't say it then.
I mean, no, I don't think it's going to come up. But okay. I feel like, and it, like, attention.
She's going to talk about standards.
I don't know.
Like, attention from an attractive person to another attractive person has more value than it. Than,
okay,
than
well, get, no, I'm not calling myself attractive. I'm just saying that, like, if I get attention from someone that I also find somewhat attractive, mm-hmm. it does have more value than getting attention from someone that I don't find that attractive.
Okay.
But that person,
but
that
it's still attention.
It's still attention, and I still kind of feel it a little bit. But if I
like, you don't feel it that much.
But not that much. But if I see a guy, right? And I feel like the gym is the only place that I can like think of. But okay. Let's say even on the street, I see a guy, like maybe I like his outfit and his vibe. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, like that guy looks good, you know?
Yesterday, we went to the REI, right?
Oh, yeah. You only got his running shoes.
Yeah, I got my running shoes that I love. I wish I had them right there to show you on the camera.
You only wanted to get a pair of running shoes that could also work with like, he's you know, getting into his, almost his dad life, even though we don't have a child, obviously, where like he's trying to figure out how can I wear the most comfortable shoes with normal clothes.
Okay. It's not dad life. This is just comfortability.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got the Hoka Bondis.
Yeah.
In amazing all black. Shoes in all black. And I feel like this shoe, I can look good while working out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good while working out, especially. The only reason why I say look good because they're all black.
Yeah.
And I'm into my all black era right now. Mm. I can wear it with like a nice outfit outside, like an all black outfit.
Yeah.
Like, with some comfortable ass shoes.
Right.
You know, so those are the ones that I got yesterday. But
anyways, we're at REI. You got those pants.
And then this guy walks in with braids. And I don't think his style was nice, but the closer you look, it was kind of like,
eh. Yeah. But when I first saw him, you know, he was like a fashion guy.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Very fashion guy. Yes. Very like every piece was like, it didn't feel effortless. It felt like he put that shit on.
Well, which is fine.
Which is fine. But it's a specific thing that I just.
He put that shit on.
You know, like it really looked like it was an outfit that he built.
Yeah.
You know, he was like in the mirror, he's like, well, we're gonna do this. No, we're gonna do this. Like you can just tell.
Okay.
So and that's fine. And I that's what I was saying to you. I
but you
was
have
like,
to admire
I appreciated that.
Okay. Cause sometimes I feel like okay, go ahead. No, so continue.
Yeah. And then we were sitting down and I was waiting for you to like try your shoes on and everything. I was just there.
But you kept looking at him though.
I did keep looking at him.
You kept looking at it. And I was looking at you like, yo, babe, you good?
Really?
Yes.
Wait, we didn't talk about this.
No, but I didn't care that you kept looking at him because I know you were trying to figure out
his outfit. Because I didn't like that sweater. It looked hella like
But then
cheap.
His shorts looked...
He had like these quarter... I was honestly... I kept looking at his outfit because I couldn't decide whether or not I like it.
Mm.
But he was also a good looking guy. I mean, he had these like glasses on that I was like, the glasses are so much.
I definitely saw you looking at him the whole time, but I was so excited for my shoes. I was like, yo, babe, you know what? Like, I didn't care.
But he also just stood out.
He did. But also, I am secure in this relationship.
Yeah.
That we can be together and you can look at someone.
Uh-huh.
And you even said, he got a nice outfit on as soon as he came in.
Yeah, but then I kept thinking, I don't know about
And then
that.
You kept looking, but for some reason, it didn't hit me. I didn't feel...
But I wasn't looking at him like, damn, he's hot.
I don't know what you're thinking when you're looking. I just see you looking. I was looking at my shoes. I was excited. I was trying them out. I was taking photos of my shoes. All that, right? Standing up, While Alia is like, she's doing stuff, but then she kept like looking at this guy, right?
Well, because he also got closer to us. He was like in our area. So yeah. I got to get a closer look at what he was wearing.
That's when I realized I didn't like the outfit.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I was like, yo, that sweater looked different from far away.
Exactly.
And his glasses were nasty.
Yes. So.
But to me, also a nice outfit attracts me to somebody.
I mean, yeah.
You know, so it's like if someone's wearing like a nice outfit, he could have been the same guy but wearing some other shit and I wouldn't have been paying attention.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
100%.
Yeah.
It was like, for me, it was the outfit. It was like the Doc Martens he had with the pants he had with this,
yeah.
That I was looking at. And to me, that built like attractiveness.
Does that make you feel uncomfortable? Like if I did that, a girl walks in and I think she's attractive or she looked, you know,
nice. I don't know if that's ever happened.
And I keep looking at her while you're next to me. First of all, that never happened because I don't do that.
I mean, I feel like that was like the first time that I ever did that.
That I noticed.
I mean, I guess.
Yeah. But I feel like if
I'm also, it's not something that I'm like trying to hide. Like, I want to look at this person.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want you to see.
Like, but this is what that's what I like about our relationship. Like, you did that. I know that we're together. We're happily married. Like, I was like, okay, cool. She's probably trying to figure out. Like, I know you so well that it's like, it didn't bother me.
Yeah.
But you were looking.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you're thinking when you're looking.
That's
so don't say, oh, but I wasn't. I don't know what you were or what you were not doing.
But I also wasn't thinking that, oh, you only can see that I'm looking at this guy.
No, exactly. That's what I like about our relationship. That thing doesn't exist of like insecurity.
Because also, I'm just looking.
But some people don't like that. There's people right now. Listen to this podcast, maybe with their partner, and they're like, yo, baby, if you did that shit, it's a wrap.
And with each their own.
No, exactly. So I think it's nice to have an open conversation about this. So whenever there is a couple listening to the podcast, you can get to this level of your relationship where you can just be comfortable with your partner and say, if we know what we have. Okay, let's say there's a girl that walks by and I look at her, right?
Like, if this has ever happened in reverse.
I mean, I look at women all the time.
But I'm also not looking at where you're looking at.
I know, but I'm saying if there's an attractive woman that walks by, I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Now, just me saying this right now to some people listening, they're like, this is crazy that you can admit that in front of your partner.
But what does that do to us or to me, though?
It doesn't do
anything. And also, just because she's attractive doesn't mean I'm not.
Exactly, but
that doesn't take anything away from me. And that's another thing of like, are we seriously going to pretend like once you're in a relationship, you ain't got eyes?
And also too, when I look at someone and I see that they're attractive, Ali probably thinks they're attractive too.
Yeah, if anything, I want you to show me who's attractive. Like, I want to see the person too. Because people are people.
Yeah, people are people.
I find women attractive. Like when I see women, it's like, and it's not, it doesn't have to be of like, you know, they got a big this or big that, or like it's like a sexy thing. Like attractiveness can be layered and can be like, it's complex, can be different things.
Yeah. No, I'm just glad we got, and was it always like that? I feel like with years, we got to this point, but
it's been like this for a while though.
Yeah.
It's never been a thing that I'm like worried about or whatever. Or like not at all.
I'm so curious to all the people listening. Like, let us know in the comments, how would you deal with any of these examples that we talked about? Like, if you are with your partner and they're looking at someone, how do you feel? Like, does that make you feel uncomfortable? Are you mad? Are you going to have to talk when you get home? Or maybe the example of like going to the gym while you're in a relationship and you place yourself next to someone just to see if you would get attention. I feel like that's kind of weird to do, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, when you yourself are doing something to get the attention specifically, it's different.
But maybe you just want to see, like, if you... It's fun to get attention.
But how much attention do you need, though?
I mean, what do you mean? Like,
If you are going out of your way, or if you're like doing something specifically to get the attention, I just feel it depends what it looks like, I guess.
Yeah. Let me just clear it up. I don't do that. I've never went somewhere and placed myself next to someone to get to see if I would get attention.
Yeah.
You know, like whenever I get attention from anybody is I'm just doing my thing. And then sometimes they actually do speak up. They say, hey, I really like your, I don't know, like whatever, your outfit or your glasses, whatever. Like that. I say, thank you. And then if it goes further than that, I let them know that I'm in a relationship.
I think we need to talk about how many women have given their phone number to you.
I mean, I don't know. Do you know?
No, because I think this is another example of how like our relationship works. Because guys, Yoni, since we've been together, I maybe got one or two phone numbers that someone gave me, like, hey, call me or whatever, something like that. Hmm. Or even just approached of like,
I feel like guys,
do you want to go out or something, whatever. Like that's maybe happened twice, three times max since we've known each other. Yoni has gotten maybe a total of like 10 advances, including are you single or like trying to get that vibe and like starting talking to you to see what the vibe is, or directly giving you their phone number. You know,
okay.
Would you say around like 10, under 10 would be accurate?
I say like 10, at least 10.
Oh my God, at least.
No, but it is true. What she's saying is true. But I also think that I feel like, do you think you're intimidating for guys to approach?
No.
Huh.
I feel like I look, I keep thinking about the gym because this is like the place I go every day.
I don't know. I
think I look very not intimidating. But I could also be wrong. I have no idea.
Sometimes I think I'm intimidating because I'm tall. But then people
I think
just
you have a kind face though.
I mean, dang.
Like you don't have like a serious,
super
like,
intense. Like I feel like I'm just approachable.
Yeah, you have like a gentle face.
Yeah, like if I'm just walking on a street somewhere, I feel like it's just like I smile a lot at people. Like if they're looking at me, like I would just smile at them, right? So the women that gave me their numbers, I think a few of those times it was when I went out with like a friend's birthday or whatever, like at a club or like at a bar.
Yeah, which that was like a long time ago.
Or like coffee shop in Seattle. That happened a lot at the coffee shop. And
yeah, Yoni would come home from work. He'd be like, oh, got the phone number from this girl.
No, but I would always tell you because I think it's not funny, but I would tell you the story how it happened.
Yeah, and I would be so into it.
Yeah, I would be like, you know, so I was making coffee and then there was a group of girls just sitting right there. Keep looking at me. At that moment, I already knew that they were maybe not specifically looking at me, but they were looking at one of us working.
Yeah.
Right? And then I think I told the story before on the podcast, maybe. But she came, one of the girls came over and then she gave me like a receipt with her phone number in the back, but I didn't know it was a phone number at the time. And then she was like, let me know if you ever want to get dinner sometime. Mm-hmm. And then she just turns around and then leaves. Mm. I didn't know what it was, but I figured after she said what she said, I opened it. It was a smiley face.
With the phone number.
And also, there was another one. Can I give you one more example? This was like one, I think I'd send you a photo of it and I send it to you. It was a napkin and they wrote it in like a red marker.
Okay.
And then it was a group of girls, I remember. And then it said, one or more of us
like you
think you're cute.
Oh.
One or more, whatever like that. There was no phone number, no, none. I didn't even know who
it was. Wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I didn't even know who it was from. Kind of wish, I wanted to know who it was from. Not,
why?
No, but see, that's just curiosity.
Yeah, that is.
Okay. But I think with you though, I feel like, you know, guys are scared to approach.
I'm not complaining though. I'm not like, I wish more guys thought I was single.
No. But I think with you is now guys are scared to approach women.
Nowadays, yeah.
Something changed. I don't know if it's
Yeah, definitely. Like even at the gym, I see like online so many things of like, you know, girls can compliment each other and say like, oh my God, you have such a big ass or something, you know, like.
Who said that?
No, I've seen things online of like girls making videos saying like, I only want compliments from women at the gym.
I mean, same sex compliments are good too. I feel like you ever get one of those? Like another girl tells you, hey,
course.
I think that's so dope.
Yeah.
You know? And does that make you feel like, how does that make you feel?
No, no, no. But I'm saying is I think it's interesting because at the gym specifically, girls are saying, I only want attention from women at the gym. I only want compliments from women at the gym.
Is that true?
If a guy gives me a compliment at the gym, it's gross.
And I can, they can actually really mean that. And I see that, and I see what they mean by that.
It's because it's always the assumption that there's more behind the guy's comment than just appreciation.
I think the difference is when a woman gives another woman
a compliment,
it holds a lot more weight because it's like, not even like from like a sexual standpoint, it's just they really admire you, and it takes a lot to approach someone in the first place.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like getting a compliment as a woman, getting a compliment from a guy, you probably get compliments every day.
I don't think it's that.
So to you, just another.
I think it's women saying that they don't want guys to like approach them at the gym and talk about their bodies or something.
Oh yeah, that could be weird. No, that could be weird. Like if I, Yoni, approach someone at the squat rack and I say, hey, you got a really nice body, that's not, I don't think that's going to go over well.
But you wouldn't say that though.
No,
if a guy came up to me and gave me like a thumbs up or something.
Oh yeah.
I would be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You would love that.
I would love that.
Okay.
I want a big ripped guy to tell me I'm doing a good job.
A big ripped guy.
You know?
Yeah. So I want to say, so same sex compliments at the gym with me sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like a guy telling you like
there's guys
got, like good arms or something. I don't know.
Yes, but sometimes it could be like it doesn't make me feel uncomfortable like at all. But I know some guys who get weirded out if a guy compliments them.
It also depends how. You know, like it depends how they're complimenting you.
Like what do you mean?
Like are they just saying got a good body? Or like something like that. I don't know. I just feel like there's a way to compliment somebody. There's a way to compliment somebody at the gym that is like you're showing the boundary. Or like you're showing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is obviously personal to everyone's relationship. What makes you feel comfortable is your own thing. But just for us, somehow like, and it's just funny that that happened yesterday with that guy in the REI store. You know, I wasn't thinking that I was looking at him, but I was also like looking at his outfit and wasn't doing shit. So I was just like looking around, you know.
You were looking for a long time, babe.
Because I was looking at his outfit, I swear to you. And I also was looking at his glasses because he had these weird ass glasses. And I was like, he's doing too much. Like, if anything, I was judging him, which is not good.
If anything, I was judging him.
It's just not good either. But anyways, I just think that I think that living in a world in which we're like, oh, we shouldn't look at other people or we shouldn't look for validation or we shouldn't. It's not fair. It's not fair to our humanity, our complexity. You are capable of being in a long-term, fully committed marriage or relationship and still, like, your eyes aren't changed once you sign the piece of paper that you're married or that you've been with this person for 5 years. You are still the same human being and I love you so much, but I can also see this guy over here who looks like a model and think he looks good. That doesn't change anything in here at all.
Are you okay with voicing that to your person? Like, damn, that guy looks good. Like, would you tell me that?
I wouldn't say it like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it like that.
What did you say yesterday? Like, damn, he got a nice outfit.
You said that. I said that.
Yeah, you say that a lot.
What? That someone has a nice outfit?
Yeah.
But what's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
You said it like it is.
No.
Yeah, so I don't know. Obviously, it's personal to everybody, but I feel like...
Let us know your thoughts.
Yes, comment down below.
I feel like there's a lot to comment on, so I don't even know like which part. Just comment whatever stuck with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And with that said, we're going to close out. We're going to move on to Patreon, where we'll be continuing our Confess Your Mess Part 2. Because we broke it out into two parts.
Last week we did, and then we just ended up saying our own stories on there.
Oh, that was technically 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did like the first part, and then we ended up confessing to our own bullshit.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. We love you, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes, with another episode. Hope you stay safe and happy until then.
Happy what?
And stay happy until then.
Oh, okay. All right, bye.
Okay, bye.